Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Bravo, CQ, CQ radio check. Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Bravo, radio check.
QLB from N4ZLK. The radio sounds good, but give me another transmission.
To the call, just testing out an EA signal, was wondering how it sounds.
The signal sounds really good. You might want to back off the microphone a little bit. Try that. Hold it away from your mouth a little bit because it was a little distorted. And if that doesn't work, maybe we'll adjust the mic gain.
I haven't even figured out how to get to the mic gain on this thing. It's 991, probably the most complicated thing I've ever owned.
There helped a lot. Your voice cleared up. If you hold the microphone too close to your mouth, it overdrives it and distorts it. Sometimes you can hold it pretty far away, but that sounded good what you just did there. And that's a nice radio. Congratulations. And my name is Shane. What's yours?
Put the microphone down my knee. I have to figure out how to turn that down. My name is Matthew, and it's a pleasure to meet you there, friend. I came from Augusta, Georgia. I was part of the club down there and living here now, so I'm probably going to try to start talking to you guys a little bit.
Said Matthew, was that correct?
Matthew.
All right, Matthew, nice to meet you. Yeah, you're probably going to need to adjust the microphone gain down if you've got it that far down, because it tends to... It sounded either it's my speaker or it's might be a little overdriven there, but you'll get it figured out. Those menu-driven radios, you can get lost in a rabbit hole in those things.
1 second, I'll turn it down a bit.
All right, okay.
QLB, still working on that. I haven't found it yet.
We run into somebody on this frequency at some point who's got one of those. There's a lot of them, and they could probably direct you right to it. But anyway, welcome to the area, and I guess you know about the net. Every night at 9 o'clock, there's a lot of people that check in. You'll hear their calls and hear their names and stuff. They don't always hang around and talk, but you'll get to know a lot of people. There's a lot of good people on here, Matthew.
Caught the tail end of that last night. Are y'all doing anything for field day?
Sure. There's the club repeater, website, brars.cc, brars.cc. That might have some information, but I don't know for sure.
All right, well, I'm probably going to wrap it up for now. I appreciate you letting me know that it was working.
Where is it, Bowhead?
It is. It's working good, and you'll find some local QRM in here we're trying to take care of, but I don't know how long you've been up here listening to the frequency. Anyway, Matt, have a good day. I'm mobile. I'm headed to lunch, and I drive for UPS in a tractor trailer, so I'm either listening or talking. If I'm not talking, I'm listening or making a delivery, so I'm around most days. Nice to make your acquaintance. Hope you enjoy the area. KO4QLB from N4ZLK.
Quebec, Lima, Bravo, 73.
VWA, W4DJW. What's going on?
So how's the audio on this little truck? On this little, it's a QYT that I got from you. And I've got it in my pickup truck. And I was just wondering how it is with the background noise. Is it okay?
I can understand you just fine, but it does sound like it's a little muffled. Or you might be a little close to the mic. I don't know.
I'm using 2x60 air conditioning, since my air conditioning's not quite repaired yet, so I just had front end raised arm bushings and a few things done in the front end, and I gotta take it back to the house and put the shocks on it and that kind of stuff. So anyhow, we're having a fun day. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing good. I've come across several really good articles on the AOA that you preferred and Watson Watt, and a mixture between TOA and Watson Watt. Some people call it TOA, some TDOA, and some people call it AOA, and so other people call it Watson Watt. But it's pretty interesting. They use, you know what a 555 PIC controller is? So it switches, it has the ability to program. You can write a assembler program and you can load it to this little chip. It's got three legs on one side and three legs on the other side, and you can write to it and update it. And it, there's one guy that he took all of this information and that I was telling you about TDOA and AOA and Watson Watt. He took all of that and he combined it into an antenna. It's a dipole, like you, the kind that you like, that's got the top part and the bottom part. So, and he separates them by 2 feet, and he uses that PIC controller to switch input back and forth between those two antennas really, really fast, 500 times a second. And when they're equal distance from the transmitter, they null each other out, and you don't hear any noise. But at 500, we can hear audible. Our ears can detect 500 hertz. You know, we can detect down to 200 and up to about 800 or 900 or 1200, something like that. When you rotate it sideways, they get out of phase, and you can hear that 500 hertz really loud. So when it's pointed right at the source, it makes a really loud squealing noise. And when it's pointed broadside to the source, there's no sound at all. And it's a combination of TDOA, AOA, and Watson Watt. It's a pretty good antenna, and it's pretty easy to build. You have to have one of those 555 chip controllers to get the 500 hertz. But I can do that with GPIO pins and an optocoupler on a Raspberry Pi, so you don't have to write the assembler code to make it work.
Is that sort of similar to an updated EEPROM?
Yeah, the kind you can write to. They've got a little Boionic site has one, and they've got a drawing of it. I'll send you a link to it so you can read about it. And they've got the assembler code that you would upload to it, that you would write to it. I don't have an EEPROM writer. I used to have one a long time ago, but that stuff went the way of the dinosaurs with the mainframe and all that stuff. Because you can do it. You don't have to have one of those chips anymore. You can do it without the chip.
That sounded familiar. Yeah, I used to have a EEPROM read and write device. And, man, some of the manufacturers were not happy with me for a while. But that's all right. There wasn't anything I couldn't repair, because every time I sold that piece of equipment new, I would go ahead and read the chip down and store that, and if I ever had a problem, then I could replace an EEPROM, reload it, be off to the races without them charging me five times for a full board.
Yeah, that's why they went to general purpose IO pins, to get away from that, so you can do whatever you want. You have a million, you know, a Raspberry Pi can represent millions of different chips if it's a 40-pin header. So that eliminates a lot of the need. When you can write a program to do it, then it's variable. You don't need that hardware anymore. But for simplicity's sake, if you don't want to carry a credit card-sized computer around on your antenna, you could get one of those little chips and some resistors and some diodes and build it. It'd be a lot smaller, and its input requirement, its power requirement, is one of those little button batteries. It's like a 2303 or 2305 or something like that. It's like a big Coke button. Anyway, it's interesting. I'll send you the link. Take a look at it. I'll copy Chad on it, because it's kind of like his Yagis he's been building. But it's much more detectable, because and one of the really good things about it is there's no attenuation needed. It can be 50 watts right, you know, a foot away from you, or it can be, you know, 5 watts 10 miles away from you. It doesn't matter. It does the same thing.
Okay, that sounds great. Please do send me that link. I'd like to read up on that. And as far as that old EEPROM burner, yeah, I saw the handwriting on the wall, and I sold that thing for a premium to this guy that was unsuspecting, and I got my full money back out of that thing. Oh, me. Yeah, that was many years ago. So, but I really would like to see that. If you could send that to me, that'd be great.
Another Boyonic site that does APRS equipment, they were thinking about building one and selling it, but it's just so simple, I think they just didn't ever do it. Anyway, I'll send you the one that's on the Boyonic site. That's the APRS stuff. They have a whole lot of APRS equipment. And I'll send you the YouTube video of a guy who's showing it working at a club meeting. And they talk about their roads being square. You know, you go east or south or north or west, and that's the way it is up north a lot. A lot of the roads are like that, so I suspect he's from somewhere up north. But anyway, I'll send you the link to the YouTube and to the Bionic site.
That sounds great. Well, have you been outside today?
I took the cat and the dog outside after lunch. We sat out there. I was eating a banana and watching the trees bending over. I thought, no flying today. Looked at my watch and it said it was 17 mile an hour wind, so no flying.
That's exactly what I was going to say. My windsock, I'm going to have to replace it. I got a small hole, a linear hole blown into the side of it. It really came through here last night, but anyhow, yeah, it's hot out there today too. What is the temperature?
I don't know, it was around noon when we went out and sat on the front porch, but the front porch is in the north, so the sun, you know, is in the south, so it's shaded all the time. But the cat and the dog were out in the grass, because the cat likes to eat grass when she goes outside, and Maggie just likes to spin around chasing squirrels and stuff like that. She's the dog. But when they came in, when it was time to go in, I pet the cat on the back, and her hair was, she's dark. She's really dark brown. And her back was roasting, man. She was overcooking out there in the front yard.
Well, so what do you think? Are we going to actually get rain tomorrow and Sunday? I certainly hope so. My grass is starting to get a little crunchy.
Tomorrow, Saturday. Yeah, I don't... What are you planning on going for? What's tomorrow?
Okay, four BWA. Tomorrow is Saturday, and yes, I've got a wedding. Well, no, I've got a tumbling recital. My granddaughter's doing tumbling and dance and a bunch of other stuff, so we've been all kinds of stuff. We got that in the morning. And then I've got a wedding to go to tomorrow afternoon. It's just going to be fun, 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 fun.
Oh, so you're not going flying tomorrow anyway. You got full plans.
Everyone but me has a plan for Big Daddy's time for tomorrow. And part of Sunday, too.
So I've got this, breakout board. I'm putting all the components on it, optocoupling it to the Raspberry Pi so I don't burn out the Raspberry Pi. So I've got two optocouplers, and I got a script written on two I.O. pins, two GPIO pins, and it turns one on and turns one off, and it waits 500 milliseconds, and then it flips them, and waits 500 milliseconds and flips them. And then what I'm going to do is bring that wait time all the way down to 2,000 microseconds, and that'll give me 500 hertz. And then I'm going to build one of those little antennas and try that out and see if it works. It's kind of like a combination. And if that works, then I can put it on a stepper motor, and I can take a snapshot at 90 degrees and rotate 90 and take another snapshot. That's one thing that you do. That antenna, if it's equal distance, you don't know if it's on its equal distance to the left of the boom or to the right of the boom. So you have to rotate it 90 degrees and do it again, and then you can tell if it was to the left or the right of the boom.
It sounds great, man. Shoot. Yeah, that way you work off of, that rotates the null and gives you the direction of signal that way.
Yeah, there's something about the pitch that's different when it's on the left side versus the right side. I don't know. I've got more reading to do there. But it can take measurements all by itself. It doesn't have to have a human around it. There was another one that was really, really interesting, too, that I saw that this guy, he used these SDR radios that are already on the Internet, and he went out and he used the software package that he downloaded, and he loaded in several SDR receivers that are out there that anybody can use. I don't know if you know about them, but if you don't have an HF receiver and you want to get on HF, you can go to one of these sites, and they're all over the world. People just put their SDR receivers on there, and you can go listen. So you can, like, be in South Carolina, and you can go log on to a HF receiver in Michigan, and you can hear yourself. And you can see how good do I sound in Michigan versus how good do I sound in California versus how good do I sound in Europe. And just by tuning them in, putting a set of headsets on, and talking on that frequency here and listening on that frequency in some other country. Well, he did that with three SDRs, and he isolated a AM broadcast station with this software that you could just download. So he didn't have to buy or build anything. He just downloaded the software, researched the different SDR radios, loaded them up, and poof, it gave him TDOA, using true TDOA to find the three hyperbolic intersections. And it worked. W4DJW.
Well, listen, I'm sitting out here in my old pickup truck in the sun, and I'm just about to cook, brother. You know, love you like a brother, but not that much. I'm going in the house into the air conditioning. Send me that link. I really would like to read up on that. And it sounds like you got this, man. Shoot. And like I said, I'm up for two. Let me run something by you. You got a second?
W4DJW. Yeah, if you're not going to cook.
Let me ask you this. The building that I have down on Bakeville Road may not be such a great idea, because I got to thinking about this thing and, you know, reflected signals. This has a metal roof. The building is 150 wide by 60 feet deep, and it has a standard pitch roof that runs from the front of the 60 feet to the back of the 60 feet on the 150 foot width, and I'm thinking that's going to really mess with directionality on those signals.
It's possible. If we put it up on a pole up above it, you know, 10 feet up above it, that might, above the apex of the roof, then that might eliminate the problem.
So you think 10 feet would be enough distance to take care of any reflected signals?
Well, being underneath of it, yeah, being a vertical. Well, it depends on the kind of antenna, too. If it's just, for TDOA, it's just a vertical. It's just acing. It's like stripping 19 and a quarter inches off of a piece of coax and putting you a couple of radials, about three radials coming off of the shielding, and you're done. So, yeah, for that kind of, you know, you get up 10 feet above the roof and you're fine.
All right. Well, good enough. Well, that's what I was curious about. All right. Well, listen, I am going to bail on you. Thank you, sir, for responding. I've been trying to make plenty of room on the airways for everybody else, so I will talk to you again soon. And listen, if I get a break on Sunday afternoon, what does the temperature and the wind look like?
I'm pulling that up now. On Sunday there's a chance of thunderstorms, a 27% chance of thunderstorms. 2-mile-an-hour winds at 9 a.m., 8-mile-an-hour winds by 2 p.m., 9-mile-an-hour winds at 5 p.m., and 1% chance of rain from 10 to a 10% chance of rain at 4. So it's iffy. It might be good.
First thing in the morning, I might be available for the afternoon, and you said, what, 8 to 9?
Yeah, it goes from 6-mile-an-hour winds at 10 up to 8-mile-an-hour winds by 2, 9-mile-an-hour winds by 5, and then it starts dropping off by 7. It's that back down to 6 mile an hour.
Up to 9 mile an hour is going to be very iffy. But you never know, they might be wrong for tomorrow, because I don't think they predicted this much wind for the day. So if you want to, we'll try to kind of keep an eye on Sunday afternoon and see what it's doing, and possibly ride over and get in the air for just a little while. What kind of temperatures are they talking about?
The high will be 88 on Sunday, 87 on Saturday. Saturday's got like a 41% chance of rain, so it's going to rain on Saturday anyway.
Okay. Well, hey, 88 is a whole lot. Or no, 80 anything is better than 95, and I think that's what we got out there right now, isn't it?
Right now it's 90. Well, 91 right now where I am.
By 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock, that'll be upwards of about 92 or 3, I guarantee you, if not more. All right, well, but there again, 80s are a lot better than the 90s, so maybe Sunday afternoon. I'll talk to you later, big guy. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear after your final.
All right, and Ariel's getting his AMA, and he's already got his Part 107. He's going to join, after he joins AMA, he's going to join Foothills, and we're going to see him out there at the airfield. I don't know if you've ever met Ariel, but he's that GE jet engine engineer. really smart guy, but glad to hear he's going to be joining us flying soon. Anyway, take care. Catch you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW clear.
So isn't he the Asian fellow?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not 100% sure where he's from, where his home is from, but yeah.
Okay, and for WWA, yeah, I met him from the Greer Club. Really nice fellow. So that's great. Well, and I've got my drone out day before yesterday and flew it a little bit. Yeah, I got to get some more air time on that thing. I'm getting rusty. All right, so have a good weekend. I'll maybe see you Sunday evening, and I'm clear. K4VWA, clear.
Yeah, he's the one that put on that VNA program, right, for a vector network analyzer at the Greer Club one time a long time ago. Anyway, take care. Catch you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
JW, KZ4TMA. Still there, Dave?
Hey, Simon. Still there. What you up to?
In the new house. Still doing some work on it before we move in. I'm about to get to that Shadow of Harris Mountain. Any chance that you're in range of the... You know, we could jump there for a minute?
You are starting to get scratchy. In range of the what?
I'm falling into the Shadow of Harris Mountain again. I was wondering if you were in range of the 8-2 machine on Paris Mountain. Could we jump over to that machine?
It's in a shadow for me. I can do 9-4 a lot better than I can do 8-2. Do you have 9-4 programmed?
Or is that the SC Heart?
That's the Greer Club repeater, 146-9-4.
Go there. KZ4, TMA, clear.
W4DJW, QSY.
W4DJW, KZ4TMA. Back here to see if you've returned, Dave.
Yeah, this one stays on this frequency all the time. I called you back on the other one, and it did leave the repeater up when I unkeyed. You know, it was down, and I keyed up and came back to you, and then when I unkeyed, I could hear the repeater was still up until it dropped. But you didn't hear any audio?
Thought I hit it, but I'm in the car. Quite my own Kurt Schunk after I let off the key. No, I didn't hear any audio. I wonder, does it have a, well, no, it would only be the uplink, so it wouldn't be downlink, right?
I heard you, so you were hitting it. I could hear your voice, you just couldn't hear my voice. But it might be where you are, too. I don't know.
I tried that here from this location. Well, I tell you what, I'm only going to get scratchier and scratchier, so I was just glad your voice wanted to say, hey, I have a question for you. It's a little while since I was on, because I had my wrist all the I was doing on the car, but it's about the worst. Have a great day, and sorry for the confusion in my beat six.
All right, you're about all gone there, so I'm just getting bits and pieces of it now. So anyway, if you can still hear me, I'll catch you later when you're in a better spot. KZ4 TMAW4 DJW clear.
And I'll catch you next time. KZ4 TMA clear.